This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I'm glad to help you get your day started the best way possible by taking time with God. And I hope that you've made it the pattern of your life to take time with God every day. Every day counts. Every day matters. Every day you either move towards God or away from Him. Every day your spiritual life either grows or diminishes. You can't just stay static. The natural thing, if you just allow yourself to drift along, is to drift away from God. And that means drifting away from what makes life meaningful and worthwhile. So today, let's just take a few moments and spend some time with God, listening to what He has to say to us. We're talking this week about keeping your balance, and we've started talking about your time, your days. And we looked yesterday at Ephesians chapter 5, and Paul says in that passage, "Therefore be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Well, what does the will of the Lord have to do with how you spend your time and your moments? It has to do with it because the moments of your life are precious, not just because you can't get them back, not just because you can't live them over again, but also because they are a gift from God. We're accountable to God for how we use the time that He has given us in our lives. And the fact is, God, who put you into this world, had a reason for doing so. He has a purpose for your life. Right now, today, God has a purpose for you. You're going to be rubbing shoulders with people today. You're going to encounter people. You're going to have conversations that you haven't even planned. And God wants to be using you in the lives of the people around you. So, have you considered how God wants you to spend your moments, your hours, even your life, your years? This is such an important way of making your life count, is to stop and say, what does God want me to do with my life? Not just to let your life unfold. And you need to be careful of thinking, well, if I say, what does God want me to do with my life, then I have to go to Bible college, I have to become a missionary or a pastor. No, that's not right. God wants you to be available to Him in the place that He has put you. And He may have put you in a place that no preacher could ever go, in relationships with people who are looking for meaning in life, looking for God. They know they need God. They're looking for a way to deal with the issues, the guilt, whatever they're facing in their life. Their life is not complete until God is at the center of it. And God wants to use you in people's lives to help move them towards that center where He is the one who defines life. You know, either you decide what to do with your life, your time, or your time dominates you. So easy to become dominated by the urgent things that are demanding your attention. But that saps away the meaning of life if you just do what has to be done. Rather, consider how God wants to use your life, and then focus your life, your time, your relationships at work or uni around fulfilling God's purpose for you. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.